Welcome to Lizard Tracks, the story of God. Come and hear the story that leads to life and sets the captives free. Your storyteller today is Wayne Patton. In my last stories in my series, Joseph, Rachel's Boy, Potiphar's wife was eyeing Joseph and trying to corner him, the nicest looking man in the household. He was more than just a slave, but had control over everything Potiphar owned. Now she wanted a piece of Joseph. Let's find out how her plan goes. Joseph worked in the house where Potiphar lived, and there were numerous occasions Potiphar's wife would pester Joseph to come lie with her. But he made it clear he had other intentions. "Listen, my master does not concern himself with anything in the house, and he has put all that he owns in my charge. There is no one greater than I in this household, and he has withheld nothing from me except you, because you are his wife. How then could I do this great evil and sin against my God?" She did not take no for an answer. She cornered him one day when they were the only ones in the house. "Joseph, lie with me now." Gripping his garments, Joseph fled the house with his garments ripping off his body. She held on to them. With his garments in her hands, she screamed. The other servants came running into the house. "Look at this! Why has Potiphar brought this Hebrew into the house to make sport of us? Look at these garments in my hands. He tried to attack me." When Potiphar got home, he was taken back at what had happened. His anger burned against Joseph. Potiphar, being the captain of the king's bodyguard, had connections. He had Joseph thrown in prison that night. Again, Joseph found his life ripped from him. Where was his dreams of ruling now? Joseph's story does not seem to be one of easy prosperity. He seems to have a habit of the Lord blessing him in all he does. Then it's ripped away from him in a moment. God does have a plan through all of this, even though at the moment it's very hard to see. You'll just have to come back to see what God has next for him as he goes to jail. I hope you'll return to my next story here at Lizard Tracks. You can find more about my ministry on the web at www.lizardtracks.net. I can be found on your favorite podcast app or on Alexa. Just search for Lizard Tracks. Your storyteller is Wayne Patton, and this is Lizard Tracks.